Good morning. Good morning. How are you on another fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Just give God that sacrifice of praise. If you need those affirmations this morning, I believe I'm divinely guided, just like you're divinely guided. I believe I'll take the right path, just like you'll take the right path. And I believe God will make a way where there is no way. Again, God is going to make a way for you in your life. No matter what's going on, He will take care of it. We have a big God. You have somebody watching. You actually have Him. You have Jesus Christ. You have a company of angels. Everything's watching over you. You have the love of God in you, bearing fruit in you. But this morning I was reading in chapter 3 of 1 Peter, and I actually love this. It talks to the wives specifically, then it talks to the husbands, and then it talks to everybody. But I wanted to go over this really quick. If you go to the wives section of this, chapter 3, verse 2, it says, "While they behold your pure behavior coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of the apparel, but let it be the inward of the heart, remaining within that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek which is enduring with an even temper and a quiet spirit which is in the sight of God of great price." I think a lot of us, you know, you want to do right in God's eyes, but we are no longer subject to the laws, to the law. God does not look at you whether it's right or wrong based on law. You're already righteous. You're already going to heaven. But the interesting thing about this is, where do you set your focus? Are you setting your focus on things of like plaiting of the hair, of wearing nice clothes or wearing of gold? Or are you focused on the inward man? Where do you focus your life? And this is a principle for everybody. Where are you focused? But it's a great price of God, wives out there. It's a great price that you look on the inward man, your inward self, and have a quiet and meek spirit. I just think it's beautiful. But if you jump down to verse 7, it talks to the husbands. "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered." You give honor to your wife as somebody who's more important than you are. And it's such an easy principle. I don't think it's a simple thing to do in life. But it's just beautiful that it's in here, that God cares for the family. He cares for the family. Those of you who have kids, your job is to teach your children to love God. Everything else doesn't matter. Not really. Not in this life. To trust, to have faith, to believe, to pray. What does it look like to pray? Are you praying with your family? Are you praying out loud? You're praying before you eat dinner. Teach them how to love God. Verse 8, "Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion," or being sympathetic one of another, "loving as brethren, be pitiful," and that pitiful is being tender-hearted. Be tender-hearted, be courteous or humble-minded, not rendering evil for evil or railing accusation for railing, but contrarywise blessing. For ye are thereunto called that ye should inherit a blessing. It's not easy to speak peace and be loving all the time. Yeah, I mean, if you know me, I can lose it. Everybody can lose it. But ye are called. You're called by God to be loving towards your brethren, to be quiet, to just be meek, to have an even temper. Verse 10, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile." And guile is bait for catching. You don't try to get people. Verse 11, "Let him eschew or turn away from evil and do good, and let him seek peace and pursue it." We are to pursue peace. What do you pursue in your life? What are you going after? Most of us are going after something. I certainly am. My golf game. But what are you pursuing? peace. You got to go after love and peace. Verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Keep the love in your heart for the brethren and for other people. It's so easy. This life is, it's so easy once you start to pursue the things that matter. Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Give him that reverence. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, the bonny boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for the ability to go to you in each and every situation. I thank you for the peace that you continually bring and the prosperity that you're providing, especially the last couple of years. It's just incredible. I thank you again for the people you surround me with. I thank you for my family and protecting them. I pray for each and every one of our employees that you take care of them, the people that we work with, and bless them. I also pray for everybody out there that's dealing with stuff, that you just take care of them and show them that you're there for them. And again, I thank you for what Jesus Christ did for us. And I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.